The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi everybody, this is Scrapponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass. Let's get started. What exactly is a carbon tax? A carbon tax is a tax imposed on machinery that uses fossil fuels. The idea is to somehow measure, and then collect, the cost to offset the damage created to the environment by the piece of machinery using fossil fuels. Even though there are carbon tax programs implemented in a few parts of the world, there is no nationwide carbon tax in the U.S., although a few states have adopted one. When I say a tax imposed on machinery, I really mean the companies that purchase the machinery. The fleet for a grocery distributor or the cranes and front-end loaders for a recycling company are some notable examples. Sounds like a good idea, right? Well, the question is, does this ultimately help or hurt people? It's often thought that this isn't a tax on the people, only on industry, but is that true? Anytime there is a new tax for which a business has to accommodate, the cost typically falls to the consumer. This isn't something businesses maliciously decide, rather, the cost falls upon the consumer because it must. How can this be? Take a grocery distributor, for example. If a grocery distributor has to pay more for its fleet due to a carbon tax, it can't cost-effectively deliver goods to its stores without increasing the cost to the stores for doing so. Otherwise, it can go out of business. Since the grocery store still has all of its other expenses, like paying its employees and utility bills, the cost continues to fall elsewhere. So what happens? Typically, the customers begin to see the prices of the products on the shelves rise. But the prices have to rise because the grocery store can't absorb the extra cost associated with the extra tax levied on the distributor. And who shops in the grocery stores? The people. It begs the question, does a carbon tax ultimately help or hurt the people it's intended to help? To me, it awfully feels like a tax that looks like a tomato, and a rotten one at that. Thanks for listening. For more, go to friedlandindustries.com.